Today on Eat My Brunch. Now I'm joined on the phone by Oliver DeRose from Brentwood COVID-19 Mutual Aid. So a very good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
And very well. Lovely skies out there today, although we can only go out for the one walk, but it's a nice, at least it's a nice day to look out the window at.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So tell us about Brentwood COVID-19 Mutual Aid.
Yeah, so basically it's just a community mutual aid group that we set up in response to the coronavirus outbreak and the self-isolation measures that are being put in. We set it up last week just as a Facebook page, just thinking, you know, I'm sure there are lots of people out there that need help and that can offer help. How do we kind of get everyone in contact? So we created a group, and now it's over 1,300 members. And essentially, if you need help, then you just post in the group saying, I could really do with some shopping being done, but I can't because I'm in self-isolation. And then someone can comment on it and say, I'm going shopping now, like, I can get you this stuff for you. And it's just gone really well. We've had such an amazing response. People collecting prescriptions for people, people taking other people's dogs for walks, people just having, like, a friendly chat if people are lonely. And, yeah, the response has been absolutely overwhelming. And if you want to get involved, essentially just go on Facebook and type in Brentwood COVID-19 Mutual Aid. Alternatively, you can call on 01277 424 953 and you'll be put through to one of our amazing volunteers.
Excellent. And you can actually find this from our front page on Phoenix FM as well. It's on our list of people that are doing great things for Brentwood and the surrounding areas. So if you didn't get all that information, you can go there and click on the link. There is no money involved in this at all. This is all volunteers just to make people aware. And how do you make sure that it's kind of safe, Oliver? People don't post their addresses up and things like that, do they?
No. So we've got very strict guidelines. So there's three or four admins and moderators that check every post that goes up. We're very clear that say, please don't post anyone's personal address. If you have a request, then a volunteer will comment and say, I can help, and then they'll kind of personal message themselves. So there's no public information being put out about people's addresses. And we've got loads of guidelines about how you can safely deliver shopping during, you know, self-isolation and maintaining hygiene, and safety guidelines, etc. So, no, it is all safe and secure. If you call 01277 424 953, essentially that will get through to any one of our volunteers that wants to pick up. We have WhatsApp groups that can then coordinate the person that's best placed to help. And already we've had, you know, people, a community that was left without drinking water, and they called the number, and we managed to get water to them, you know, urgently. Pregnant women needing shopping deliveries, calling that number. You know, we're pretty quick. I mean, we've got full-time jobs and we've got childcare. Some of us have got childcare responsibilities, not me, fortunately. I've got a full-time job, so, you know, there's a few of us working around the clock to ensure that we do get, like, a quick response out to you. But keep ringing if you don't get an answer.
Okay, we will pick up. That is 01277 424 953, and if you didn't get the number, you can find Brentwood COVID-19 Mutual Aid. That's the private group on Facebook, or go to the Phoenix FM main page, and it's underneath coronavirus, all the information we've got there, and lots of help groups and stuff if you need help. Thank you so much for letting us know, and thank you to all the volunteers of doing a fantastic job for Brentwood.
No worries. Yeah, I'll send them the thanks. Thanks to all volunteers as well. It's been absolutely amazing.
All right, Oliver, you take care.
Great, you too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.